Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video, and as you can see in the title, today we are going to be talking about the failure of the United States government to pass a stimulus bill to help desperate Americans who desperately need the help right now. So obviously not going to be a fun topic to talk about, as it is when I talk about basketball or talking about Sunday night football like the last video. But this is very important, and I want to put this out here at the start of the video that none of this, I'm going to use anger in quotes here, but the sentiment, the frustration that's going to come out in this video, none of this is aimed at anybody who considers themselves on the left, on the right, center, independent, doesn't matter. None of this frustration is aimed at the American people or any cohort of the American people. All of this frustration is aimed at our representatives who have failed to represent us. And I'm making this video as a plea to you to let your frustration be heard and make sure that our representatives cannot fail us and get away with it. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the video. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to see it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely hit the share button, subscribe if you want to see more content like this. And if you never want to miss a video again, be sure to hit that notification bell so that you'll get a notification every time I post a video. So what am I talking about? Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell have failed to agree on a stimulus bill to give desperate Americans the help they need as the Senate goes on recess until November 9th. Yes, we get another month with no stimulus. Now the Senate wants to go on recess all the way until November 9th. You know what doesn't go on recess until November 9th? Eviction notices. You know what doesn't go on recess until November 9th? Rent payments. You know what doesn't go on recess until November 9th? The Americans sitting in food lines because they can't afford food. That is the situation in America, and our representatives, led by Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, are failing us. They are failing to meet our needs. This is happening as 40 million Americans face eviction and 70 million face food insecurity. I'm going to leave a card, I believe it'll be that corner, to a previous video of mine where I go into detail about those problems, as well as you can find sources to go research those topics for yourself. So I definitely recommend checking that out. But this is unconscionable. Unconscionable to go on recess yet again. How many times have they gone on recess without giving Americans the stimulus that they need because they want to fight and bicker over these dumb partisan things while they hold the American people hostage? It's unbelievable. Pelosi and McConnell continue to hold American workers and business owners hostage to get what they want. For McConnell, that centers around a liability shield for corporations to protect them from lawsuits regarding safety for their workers around COVID-19. I did a video on this topic in specific as well, so I will leave a card for that up there also. But for Pelosi, that centers around contact tracing, enhanced unemployment benefits, which would match what was previously there under the previous CARE Act, national testing, and funding for schools. All of this while they agree on the only part that Americans actually care about. This is a quote from a CNET article, which I will link down below. Proposals from both sides have included another stimulus payment of up to $1,200 for individuals who meet the requirements, among topics like aid for airlines, enhanced unemployment insurance, and extending the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses. This is, although the Senate's targeted bills do not include stimulus checks, in the past, Republicans, including those in the Senate, have supported them, end quote. So what we can see there is that the overarching points that are agreed on are the stimulus checks, are the enhanced unemployment benefits, are aid for people like airlines, and the Paycheck Protection Act for businesses, aka the four things that Americans actually care about. That's it. Pass a standalone bill, which I will get to more later. But I find this an outrage that Mitch McConnell focuses more on protecting corporations from starving Americans who just want to go to work without getting sick. It's absolutely unconscionable that both McConnell and Pelosi and their entire gaggle, it's not just them, are more focused on their own nefarious agendas than they are in actually helping the American people, and they're willing to hold all of us hostage to get what they want. So for Pelosi, that nefarious agenda includes tracing all Americans in what could be a horrific expansion of the Patriot Act. Let's not forget the Patriot Act was passed in response to 9/11, when we wanted to essentially track Americans to hopefully dissuade people from doing terrorism. The idea was, oh, the only people we're actually going to track are people we suspect of being terrorists. What we've found now, decades later, is that they have expanded that through the NSA to collect information on everyday average citizens in America. They have data on you, they have data on me. This is what Edward Snowden exposed. And as a result, he's still living in Russia awaiting a fair trial. For McConnell, this includes protecting corporations from lawyers representing the hungry and the homeless, who really just want to show up to work and not die from coronavirus. That's what they want. They don't want to sue corporations for millions of dollars because one person got a case of COVID-19. Do you think the average factory worker can afford a lawsuit against a corporation? No, let's not be dumb. This is incredibly obvious. So this failure to pass a stimulus bill is the definition of an abdication of duty. Our representatives are not representing us. We must demand that our representatives pass a standalone stimulus bill. A standalone stimulus bill with the things that they already agree on. Checks for Americans, paycheck protection, help for industries like airlines who have been unable to adjust to a pandemic that makes it dangerous to be in close proximity to other people. Yeah, it's pretty hard to fly in an airplane when you can't be in close proximity with other people. Americans need help. American businesses need help. American workers need help. American renters need help. Everyone in America needs help right now. And our representatives are unwilling to give it to us. They will continue to hold our suffering and despair hostage to work to their own nefarious agendas, which I, for one, find disgusting. And honestly, if this doesn't outrage you to your core, there's something missing. You must be buying into the brainwashing that is coming from both the Democrats and Republicans. If you're watching Fox News, that is Republican propaganda straight to your brain. If you're watching CNN or MSNBC, that is Democratic propaganda straight to your brain. This is an absolute outrage. Absolute outrage. And I want to share this with you so that you can see what is actually going on here. Something I want to point out as well is the timeline at which they could actually do something. So we've seen them fail time and time and time again to actually pass a stimulus bill to help Americans. But what does the timeline look like now that they will be on recess until at least after the election on November 3rd, most likely until November 9th when the Senate returns from recess? Well, what can happen here? As you can see in that graphic there, the House could pass a bill with a vote on November 2nd. The Senate could confirm that bill on November 9th. Of course, you can see there, the president would have to sign it in November 10th, so on and so forth with all these dates. Doesn't really matter, because the point I'm trying to get to here is that none of these dates are probably going to end up mattering for the stimulus bill. The only reason I want to show you these dates is so that you can keep them in mind and watch them pass by as our representatives continue to let our needs fall by the wayside, continue to hold us hostage in service of their nefarious agenda. Absolutely absurd. You see all of these opportunities they will have to pass a stimulus bill to help you, to help me, to help business owners and all our workers. They won't. They will not. Watch them pass by. Each date that passes by without action. Just ask yourself how that makes you feel. watching each one of these potential dates where they could help Americans, where they could stop holding us hostage, where they could pass a standalone bill and then negotiate about all the other crap later. Watch these dates go by and see if it sits right with you that our representatives leave us in the cold, leave us hungry, leave us homeless. This is unacceptable, and it should be unacceptable to you too. That's it.